And for some background on that country, we turn to Taras Kuzio. He's an expert on Ukraine and a visiting professor at George Washington University. He says that Ukraine was a functioning democracy after it broke from the Soviet Union in 1992. But 4 years ago, President Kuchma got caught up in an enormous scandal.
The crisis began in the Ukrainian parliament when details were revealed on tapes made illicitly in President Kuchma's office that he was involved in the murder of a journalist. The hundreds of hours of tapes also showed President Kuchma to have been involved in a whole range of other illegal activities, such as high-level corruption, violence against politicians and journalists, illegal sale of arms abroad, and election rigging. A whole range of issues which potentially could lead him to impeachment or at least not obtain immunity from prosecution.
And the candidate who purportedly won was the prime minister of this President Kuchma.
He was a prime minister, and he's seen by many Ukrainians as representing the status quo and, in effect, continuing President Kuchma's policies. And President Kuchma is highly unpopular. His support plummeted to something like 5 to 6%. And so there was a clear distinction between two candidates. Viktor Yushchenko, who represents a break with the past, which many Ukrainians want, somebody who can maybe take the country to Europe, and somebody who represents the status quo, Viktor Yanukovych, who has a criminal background. So for many people, this is a choice between good and evil, between black and white.
Let's go on then to the other Viktor, Yushchenko, mm-hmm.
Right.
The opposition candidate. Who is he? How did he emerge as a clean candidate?
He, in Ukraine, it's very unusual to find a clean politician. The general public perception is that people go into politics to make money. Yushchenko, together with his ally, socialist leader Alexander Moroz, are probably one of the two politicians in Ukraine who precisely do have this clean record, that they've never been implicated in any corruption at all. That's another reason why they have a high regard in the West. Yushchenko was removed as prime minister in April 2001, and then since then he's been heavily involved in promoting his own election bloc, Our Ukraine, which came first in 2002 parliamentary elections. It's pro-Western, pro-reform, anti-corruption, and therefore anti-oligarch. And in that sense, it is a very clear distinction between itself and the pro-presidential candidate.
What is at stake here for the United States?
The U.S. has an interest in the sense of NATO enlargement and European Union enlargement now has brought a huge number of countries up to Ukraine's western borders. So potentially we can have a situation where if Yushchenko wins the elections, that NATO and EU enlargement could go even further east. It's also, if Russia is allowed to undertake the undermining of democracy in Ukraine in such a way, and Putin has been extremely involved in the election campaign, this would be a green light for Putin to do similar kinds of things in other former Soviet republics. If we look at it from the other perspective, a successful democratization in Ukraine could have also a positive spin-off inside Russia.
So positive for Russia, but possibly negative for Vladimir Putin.
Very negative for Vladimir Putin, because he's put all his eggs into one basket, Yanukovych, and he supports this kind of authoritarian political model throughout the former Soviet states, as a way of tying these corrupt elites to Russia.
Taras Kuzio, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Taras Kuzio is a visiting professor at the Elliott School of International Affairs at George Washington University.